Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who is Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. It's almost a daily chat with you for some one reason or the other, Colin, these days.
That's right. And I'm happy to say that means lots happening.
Yes, it's like the BT advert. It's good to talk. But what's going on at Bush Ranger? Because that seems to fire the imagination of investors at the moment.
Yes, that's right. And of course, I've done my best to provide updates as we progress down plunge. And the last one, I guess, was we're still in mineralization, Zach, and we're going well. And we don't know where the bottom of this hole is going to be, but we're hopeful. Well, the news since then has got extremely good. I suspect that I think the material that we were going through was on the edge of the high-grade zone of the guts of the, okay, terrible word, but I use it, the guts of the porphyry. You know, because I talked about sericite, which is a lower temperature material, but nonetheless, all mineralized. But over the last couple of days, we've gone into some great stuff. And we're down, I think it's 804 meters. But we've been probably about 820, 825 by now because we've been drilling since I got on my last report. But the good news, Zach, is that, you know, in these ferrocites, you get a lot of pyrite. And in association, you get pyrite, which carries the copper. Happening now is that we've seen veining, we've seen vexation and alteration, and the pyrite has all but disappeared. Obviously, in stacks of chalcopyrite being the copper bearing mineral. So, the core is very, very nice to see. Beautiful stuff, Zach, really beautiful stuff. And so, with combination of biotite. Which is generally, if you've got gold in a porphyry system, you'll have this biotite veining. Chalcopyrite in nice big blebs, fine chalcopyrite in nice big blebs. So we're at anywhere between 804 and 820. Still going right in the middle of the porphyry. Well, when I say middle, am I in the start of the porphyry? Am I getting to the end of the porphyry? But already, Zach, I think what is important, we've got 700 meters of continuous mineralization. If you want to start at 110, in actual fact, we nicked a bit at 78, but let's start at 110. Continuous mineralization to be in the guts of it. Really nice stuff. And can't wait for the next report. But I thought we'd finish the week off with telling our shareholders all about that. And I think the cost is positive. More or less, talk to our shareholders every couple of hundred meters as we've gone down this hole. So there'll be some pictures for you as well. We'll get the pictures by Monday next week. And when markets open, I'll be able to report on where we are and what the weekend has given us. So thanks very much for allowing me to give this update, Zach. I appreciate it.
Right, so basically looks like this is going to exceed initial expectations, is that right?
Certainly, because with it too, and it's not unusual, you know, in a porphyry, these systems, you get primary systems, secondary systems, fluid remobilization. And I'm talking about all things, which of course is not my training because I'm a mining engineer, but I've read a lot about porphyries. And porphyries in a district aren't unique. But districts are unique, and so this is pretty typical of that Lachlan fold. And as I say, there's the big North Barks mine and there's the Katie Kelly Ridge operated by Newcrest, and they see that sort of thing. You know, you're in and out of the mineralization. The porphyry's mineralized all the way along, but we're into a, shall we say, an area now obviously good copper values. And it looks like there's quite a lot of it, but you know, it's a time now since AIM has seen 700 meters of continuous mineralization. So we're pleased. We're very pleased.
Okay, well, I'm sure you'll update us on further developments. In the meantime, Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach, and I'll be giving you an update on Monday. Hopefully we're still going, but we've gone an awful long way as it is. Thank you very much indeed. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.